Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome the fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to see the whole picture of a person, not just their symptoms, and help them achieve well-being with as little medical intervention as possible. So I'm super excited to introduce Dr. Marcy Catalo Madruga. Now, Dr. Marcy is a doctor of physical therapy and a certified functional medicine practitioner. She began her career in 2005 after graduating with a doctorate degree from Regis University and has practiced primarily in an outpatient setting since that time. Now, in 2009, Dr. Marcy began the process of starting her own company and branched out fully in 2011. By 2014, she realized the value of health coaching and received a certificate in health coaching from Catalyst Coaching Institute. In 2016, she began the process of adding functional medicine to her practice through a certification that was completed in 2017. Now, Dr. Marcy believes that the body has the ability to heal itself when given the right input from our surroundings and the way we fuel our minds and body on a daily basis. Well, welcome, Dr. Marcy. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thanks, Wendy. I'm pretty excited to be here myself.
Yeah, and you know, I just love how you're helping so many people achieve well-being by really understanding how to fuel their minds and receive the right input from their surroundings. Such an empowering approach. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Well, I'm pretty excited to be able to share it with you guys as well, because I think it is an important piece of today's health picture in general.
Yeah, very much. I am totally in agreement there. And I can't wait to, like I said, just dive in and get a better understanding of this expertise and this tremendous impact you're making. But curiously, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own practice?
I think originally the idea of starting my own practice was kind of like a vague in the back of my head. But I had some people who wanted to work with me that didn't have health insurance back in 2006, 2007, 2008. And I was kind of seeing them just, you know, for trade of business or cash or whatever out of my home. And the income got to be enough that my accountant finally told me in 2009 that I had to set up a business and find a way to account for it. So I did that. And then after I had kids, I had twins in 2010, there was a desire to have more ability to control my schedule and what was happening and really feel like I was still doing the work that I wanted to do and not be limited by what the company I was working for at the time wanted. And so I made that leap fully in 2011.
Okay, so it really came out of your own desire to create balance in your life, as well as the fact that you were getting a lot of clients, a lot of people that were seeking out your work. Sounds like your accountant said, it's time to make this legit.
Yes.
Well, you've been operating your own practice now for, sounds like about 10 to 15 years, just depending on that ramp up period, which is quite impressive. Can you share more about how your business vision or mission has evolved during that time?
Yeah, I think when I first started in the field of physical therapy, my goal was just to help as many people as I could get back to doing what they wanted to do. And so kind of that idea of just restoring your body's movement patterns. And over the years, it's shifted to restoring overall well-being, because if your physical part is doing okay, but your mental health and your ability to see what's coming next is not doing well, then you still end up with some physical limitations due to that. And so how can you incorporate all of it and become more of a whole person and get the whole person moving forward, as opposed to, oh yeah, my knee doesn't hurt anymore, but I still have this mental block about running or cycling or hiking, that kind of thing.
Right. Now, have you had any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your practice, from that starting place of helping people through physical therapy to achieving more overall well-being?
I have. Unfortunately, I think all businesses go through ups and downs. There were some significant changes in the landscape here in Colorado in 2014, where now you can't find an orthopedic physician practice that doesn't own their own PT clinic. And so the loss of referrals from outside sources and really having to come up with all of the patients on my own was a bit of a challenge. And then, of course, when you get employees, there are challenges that comes with different personalities trying to be in the same environment and different work habits. And those things can kind of set you back some. And then the total switch from being only insurance-based and doing traditional physical therapy to then adding the health coaching and functional medicine perspective and moving more towards a cash-based program. Sometimes people have trouble seeing the bigger picture of, you know, do I want to spend an hour with someone and pay this amount of money, or do I want to have my insurance cover it but only spend 5 minutes with the person that's supposed to be able to help me? And getting them past that mental block of, I really want to change, as opposed to, I want my insurance to cover everything.
Right. Yeah, I completely understand that. It definitely is a mindset and a perception of what the value and the outcome really is, and what kind of commitment they're going to be getting from someone such as yourself. Yeah, I can see where that has become some roadblocks to overcome. So what have you done to deal with that?
Quite a few things. One of the things I did, and during this time of this pandemic, it's been actually quite helpful, is last September I downsized. So I went from having another PT working for me and a front office person to just being by myself. So I do everything. I do the billing, I do the phone calls, I do the treating of clients. So that was one thing. Another thing I did was I've hired business coaches and worked with business coach on making the transition from insurance-based to cash-based. And I worked with a coach on just the marketing side. And I really have tried to pick people who can guide me through those steps, who've already been there, who've already done it, so that I'm not recreating the wheel. And I'm just learning from what they know works already and applying that to what I do.
Yeah, that's brilliant. You are tapping into other people's expertise in order to fast track your success. So that is a recipe for success right there. So that's brilliant. Well, obviously, Dr. Marcy, you are an expert at helping people really tap into their own body's potential and really heal themselves, which is such powerful work. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
I think everyone has a little bit of trouble that's in a kind of wellness or healthcare setting with the sales process, because our idea when we went to school for whatever position is that we hold in healthcare or wellness is to help people and to be able to help as many people as you can. But I think the biggest thing that helped me overcome that was, one, a patient who told me that I'm well undercharging for my services because most of the time I know more than lab tests show him. And then two, that mindset shift in myself of, you know, I have this great value that I can offer to people, but I also deserve to make a living and be able to spend time with my family and be able to go on vacation and not feel guilty about those things. And everyone has that right to do that. But I should make sure that I take care of my right to do that first, because no one will take care of me but me.
Yeah, that is a powerful moment of clarity when you realize that, hey, I need to be able to not only make a difference to others, but make a difference to myself and my family. That's a big mindset shift. And I can completely understand a lot of the people that I work with have a stigma, I should say, about the whole sales component and thinking that it's taking advantage of people to ask them for money. But that right there shows a lack of understanding of the value and the difference that your work really makes in other people's lives. That's kind of what I'm hearing that you are speaking about as far as the transformation maybe that you went through in terms of your mindset.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, with this, you had mentioned in just a couple minutes ago about the COVID pandemic, and the pandemic has had such a huge impact on so many different aspects of people's lives. I'm just curious, has this had an impact on the work that you're doing and the way that your clients are needing support from you?
Definitely. I know that I've provided a lot more coaching on self-affirmation, a lot more coaching on posture while working from home, when to take a break with the kids being home and people not used to that, and just different parts of the physical stress of being in an environment that you're not used to try and be as productive as possible. And also then the social isolation piece is a big component for a lot of people. Even if they're living in a family unit, they're not exposing themselves to people that they normally would at this time. And they're not doing the vacations that they thought they were going to do, or, you know, they're missing things like their wedding. And it's very stressful, and teaching people how to deal with that and how to maintain their wellness during this time has been a significant piece of what I've been doing for my clients.
Right. I kind of figured that was going to be a way that people were really needing your expertise, because the mental and physical health has really been impacted through the stress. Well, Dr. Marcy, how do you work with people who really want to achieve this higher level of health and get a better understanding of how to really tap into their own mind-body abilities to achieve that optimal health?
That's a long process. And part of it is because
of your expertise, right? But can you give us a short version?
Sure. So the first thing that I do with people is typically do a 20-minute phone consultation to see if we're even a good fit. Because if we're not a good fit, it doesn't really matter. If you don't believe that I can help you get where you want to go, you're not going to get there. Because part of people getting better, even with if they have a surgery, is trusting that the surgeon can do a good job and knowing that the surgeon cares about them. So same thing with physical therapy, with wellness coaching, with health coaching, life coaching. You have to believe in your coach and believe in yourself and believe that together you're going to achieve that. So we do that 20-minute phone consultation first, and then I send them some paperwork, and the paperwork is pretty arduous. It's about takes the average person about 3 hours to fill out. And it's all done online. And then I review that paperwork and we set up the first appointment for usually about a week after I send them that initial paperwork, so that we can kind of get an idea of the things that have worked in the past, the things that haven't worked in the past, and then the whole history. So if I can get history back as far as birth, I would love to have that history up until now, because even all those little things like I was on a lot of antibiotics when I was younger can make a big difference in your overall health picture. And then we go through our first initial visit where we talk more in depth about a lot of that stuff. We come up with a plan, set goals. We have, you know, short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals that we set. Then usually ask people to keep in mind that we want to do some testing. And the testing that we do is genetic testing. And we do a test called the DNA Life Health Test and the DNA Life Diet Test for pretty much every client. Wow. And it gives us a better idea of how we might be able to support them with supplements, and then supplement recommendations are made. And then one of the things I start every client with then also before they leave that visit is we come up with 3 affirmations for that person that they have to write down, and they have to put on a 3x5 card, and it goes on their bathroom mirror, and they have to read those out loud to themselves every morning and every night. So when they get up, read the affirmations, brush their teeth. As they're getting ready to go to bed, read the affirmations, brush your teeth, go to bed. And I do a on Wednesday nights, I do a Wednesday night live for Wellness Wednesday. And I start that Wellness Wednesday live out with what are the three positive things that happened this past week without qualifying it. So not like I got to go camping, but it rained on us. Right. Because then you're pulling the negative in and we want to keep it positive. So those things really help start changing the mindset early so that we can focus on improving overall wellness and well-being.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. And it's so broad. I mean, the work that you're doing is, like you said, it's the entire being of the person, from their perception of their reality to the power of their own body's healing capabilities. So I just love that. Well, Dr. Marcy, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom based on achieving health and wellness. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your practice, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or maybe doubting their ability to succeed?
So the number one thing I can say is make sure you have a good support team around you and that they're on board with what your goals and your vision are. And if they're not, sell them until they are. And then, like I said, hire a coach who's done it before, who can guide you into the process that you need to get to without having to reinvent the wheel, because there's somebody out there who's done what you do and they've figured out the roadblocks and how to get through them faster and more financially responsibly than you could do it trying to do it on your own.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is powerful. I love that, especially just tying together all the details that you don't really have the expertise in, looking for those who do have that so that it makes the journey a lot smoother. That is fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That's great information.
No problem.
How can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
I have two websites. One of them is 5280restorativemed.com. And the other one is agilityphysio.com. They can reach me. The contact us email button comes directly to me. If they just want my email, it's drmarcy@agilityphysio.com. There's a link on both of those websites to book the phone consultation online, and they can book that phone consultation if they just think, yes, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to make that change and jump in with that. I also have Facebook pages, 5280 Restorative Med, and then also Facebook page Agility Physio, and they can find me on Instagram at Agility Physical Therapy, and they can find me on Twitter at @agility_PT.
All right. I'll be sure to include all that in the show notes, but I'll just recap here. So that's, and is it the numbers, Marcy? 5280?
Yep.
Okay. So 5280restorativemed.com.
Yep.
I'm assuming if my spelling is good here, RestorativeMed.com.
Yep.
Correct. Okay. Or the other website is agilityphysio.com, correct?
Yes.
And how do you spell physio?
P-H-Y-S-I-O.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought, but just to check. Okay, agilityphysio.com. All right, and then find you on Facebook, or what was the other social you said?
Instagram.
Any others? What about YouTube?
I do have a YouTube channel. It's under Agility Physical Therapy and Sports Med.
You have it all covered. Fantastic. All right. Well, that gives our listeners different opportunities and ways to reach out to you. So that's fantastic. Well, Dr. Marcy, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from the, you know, working in your own basement to provide some physical therapy for folks that didn't have health insurance, to growing that practice to the point where now that you're gone way beyond that scope and now providing such important, impactful work, helping people achieve really optimal health with as little medical intervention as possible. I just want to thank you so much. I really enjoyed our conversation, and it's just been awesome to have you as a guest on my show today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Dr. Marcy Catalo Madruga at 5280, that's 5280 restorativemed.com or agilityphysio.com, or find her on every one of the social media platforms. So, all right, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So, are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Dr. Marcy Catalo Madruga. And as always, here's to your success.